This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Here's more. What do Girl Scout cookies, McDonald's fries, and Cheetos have in common? All of them used to have trans fats, but don't anymore. And we have a longer list of foods that have all ditched trans fats. Some of them, by the way, kind of surprising. Check out the list at marketplace.org.
I took the $4 and change I had to the vending machine and tried to buy myself some trans fat. First purchase, a jumbo honey bun.
Survey says, no trans fats.
No. Second, Cheez-Its. No trans fats. There were no partially hydrogenated fats in the iced cinnamon roll or the chocolate chip cookies. Stymied, where are the trans fats? Michael Jacobson is the executive director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
There's been tremendous progress in the food industry in getting rid of trans fat. I'd estimate that roughly 75% of the trans fat is gone.
He says a lot of small restaurants still cook with it. You can also find trans fats in microwave popcorn,
pie crust, refrigerated biscuits, frostings.
A listener pointed out on Twitter that Tootsie Rolls have trans fats. Who knew? Bruce German is a food science professor at UC Davis. He says in some cases, companies struggle to find just the right replacement. Other times, it's a cost thing.
The majority of food in the marketplace competes to a very substantial extent on price.
And trans fats often cost a little less than the replacements. The most common substitutes, palm and coconut oil.
The investors in those are smiling.
And so am I, because now I can eat those Cheez-Its without any partially hydrogenated guilt. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.